the D-line.
For an offensive lineman, I think that's a fine day's work.
He paves the way for Gore.
Gore shot the head by Alex Boone for a first down.
He protects number 7.
Our offensive line came out, they dominated up front.
He is Alex Boone.
Are you ready to have fun?
The laughable, lovable, lethal O-lineman.
Next thing I know, I got a rhino named after me.
With Murph and Mac.
I love it.
On KNBR 680.
Oh, we've waited all year for this. It's here. 49ers Seattle NFC Championship. Alex Boone live from Santa Clara. Alex, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
We're excited, man. We can barely contain ourselves. I can't, like, let's get to Sunday already. Do you guys feel that way, too?
No. We could use some time off. We still need a little more studying and game planning to do. But other than that, yeah, it's going to be lights out, boys.
When does your mind start to shift towards the game? I mean, it is part of the preparation is to take it, I mean, cliche central, man, but day by day, right? You have to have a great Thursday, right? That's what Harbaugh would tell you.
Absolutely. You know, I think the, I know I'm playing Seattle, and we all know we're playing Seattle, but I don't think it's really kicked in yet because we're still trying to focus on the little details. We're trying to get all the little things right, that way we can have a great game. But, it's hard when I go home and my wife says she can't contain herself, but she's so excited.
Yeah.
And she can't wait. And, you know, you start thinking about it, and then the coaches up here are talking about the game, and you're starting to get a little excited, and you're thinking, man, how am I going to sleep the night before the game? There's not enough time. LPM in the world's going to put me to sleep. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we're excited about this game, but you got to pay attention to the little details.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about those little details. You mentioned it a couple times there. And it's like, I'm thinking about, you know, what a lot of people think Frank Gore could be the key to this game. You know, if he can run the ball, Seattle maybe can be run on a little bit. Well, they're only human, so they can be run on a little bit. But for you, when you're springing Frank Gore or making a block, does it come down to one little thing like a piece of footwork or an angle that you take on a guy could make the difference between a 1 yard gain and a 15 yard gain?
Absolutely. I mean, if you had to take the linebackers even just the slightest bit, you know, Frank could be gone. And that's one of the things that this game is so important. It's all about inches. And there's always that famous quote in any given Sunday, the inches, the 6 inches in front of your face, and it's true. You know, if you can just hesitate people sometimes, if you can just slow them up, if you can just get in their way for a second, you know, Frank can do some amazing things, and we've seen that before. And really, when you watch the game, you know, it looks like everybody's really just blocking everybody, but sometimes, you know, guys are tripping in front of other guys and just, oh, my God, he got in front of them. And Frank just makes one cut and he's gone. And that's what's so exciting about watching Frank.
Yeah, and the idea of him being with the ball in his hand on this important Sunday is a very soothing thought for a lot of 49ers fans. Alex, obviously, the stadium and the noise is a huge issue, maybe the number one issue going into this game. And I've noticed, you know, you play a role in all that, Alex, right? You are the guy next to Goodwin who you seem
like the karate chop guy.
Yeah, tell us about, as much as you can without giving away state secrets, what you're the facilitator between Goodwin and Colin?
Yes, I'll be the I'm the middleman. If something needs to get done, Colin will tell me, and I'll tell John, and John will tell everybody. I'm the I don't know what you call it, the cadence guy. You know, it's a lot of fun, but sometimes it's strenuous. You know, you're not allowed to look at the defense a lot. I'm looking back most of the time, so if something's going on in front of me, it's hard because John's trying to tell me, and it's so loud that I can't really hear what he's saying. And, you know, you look up and you get a three technique on you now. Where's this guy come from? And, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, it's one of those things you have to do in a game like this.
Dude, your job is hard. That's a hard job.
We got to get you, like, a rear-view mirror for your helmet so you don't have to keep, like, straining your neck looking back there.
No, it's super hard. It's funny because there's been times where I've put my hand in the ground and there's nobody in front of me, and I look back and I get the foot and I go to tap and I turn around and there's somebody right in front of me, like literally right in front of me. Nobody was gonna tell me this guy came over here. Nobody was gonna tell me this guy just showed up. Like, everybody just was kind of like chilling, and I'm like, all right, cool, no problem. But you know, it's one of those things. It's interesting, and you have to do it because it's what, I mean, there's no really way around it. But it does make it fun sometimes.
Hey, Alex, just talk about, like, this rivalry itself. I mean, 3 years, three consecutive NFC championships, really amazing stuff, actually. The Giants, the Falcons, and now the Seahawks. And this one is, I mean, how meaningful is this? How real is this rivalry? Some of the players up there giving some quotes, and we know these, you know, you guys don't like each other much, but is that a real thing in your locker room and on the field on Sunday, the rivalry itself?
Absolutely. This is a divisional opponent. You know, we see these guys twice a year. Now we got to see them again. You know, I think when you play somebody so much a year, you know, you play them twice a year, so you have a little bit of a rivalry, and then it turns into a bit of a grudge match. And, you know, you kind of get on each other's nerves because you see each other so much. And he did something dirty to me last time. Now I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get him back. And there's so much of that because you play so much. So, you know, and I think that also just the fact that there's two competitive teams that are well coached, well disciplined, and really two great teams, you know, you're going to get a lot of heated spirits going on, and it's just the nature of the game, and it makes it fun.
And we noticed in Carolina there was so much emotion, flags flying everywhere, and we were all thinking, oh my goodness, if this is how it was in Carolina,
it's going to be like a nuclear war.
So
yeah.
How much of that is part of the preparation of controlling your emotions? And then once you get on the field, it's like, I mean, you're going to really have to guard because somebody's going to want to bait you, aren't they? I mean, Alex, how much are you guys preparing to not strike back?
I think that's a lot of the game plan. You know, I think keeping your composure, being poised, you know, that's one of the biggest keys to going up and beating them in their stadium. So, you know, it's all week it's been said, keep your composure. You know, don't fight. Don't throw any punches. Don't push anybody. You know, they're going to say stuff, but who cares? Who cares if they say something? What's the big deal? You know, you're not going to be able to hear it anyway. So, you know, don't be shoving after the play. Really don't get caught up in the baiting matches, like you said, and because that's going to cost us yards, and we don't need that. Last week, you know, we were lucky we didn't get any of that, really. We had a lot of flags thrown on them, but you know, you open to another team's house like that, you never know what's going to happen.
Does it? Great point you're making, Alex. But let's just say a scenario like this comes down where it's hard to restrain yourself. Like, say somebody gives Kaepernick, like, a late shot after a throw or after a play. Your instincts as a protector, I mean, you kind of want to get over there and defend your brother, right?
Yeah, you know, you pick him up, but it depends. I mean, if it's Clay Matthews bad, then, yeah, we're going to town, boys.
Right.
We're gonna need someone to bail us out up in Seattle. But if, you know, a lot of times you see people, they hit the quarterback late. You know, that's their game plan to try and get in his mind. And, you know, stuff like that can't really affect you. Can't let that bother you and get to you. Because then all of a sudden, they're not going to get a flag. And you're going to go over and retaliate. And you're getting 15 yards. And you're stalling the drive. And it's things like that just kill the momentum. You have so much momentum going into this game. Don't kill it. Let's let it ride. Let's just let it go. You know, be calm, be cool, have fun, but don't get in any grudge matches. Don't be throwing any punches.
That's awesome. We know you got to go, so we got two last items for you here. One, the last one's kind of fun. Paulie is our songwriter here. He does fun songs about, you know, 49ers, just to kind of get people through their morning, through their rough commute. And so he wrote one about the Seattle 12th man. We'll play for you in just a moment. But I wanted to ask you about Jim Harbaugh, who, you know, I don't know, you know, this is so off-field stuff. It's almost irrelevant. Because you guys, like you said, you're focusing on details and the game plan. But he has been with the media a little looser. He's singing Johnny Cash songs. He's joking about his khakis being pleated when that's out of style. He's saying he's always going to tuck in his shirt. He'll be the last guy in the world to tuck in his shirt. Is there any of Harbaugh's looseness that's spilling over to you guys, or am I overreading it here?
I think it's our looseness that's spilling over to him.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm kind of surprised. What did you guys do to this guy? You know, I was watching the news last night, and he came up, and I saw him laughing on the podium, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, what did they do to this guy? And but you know, it's funny because with us, that's how he always is. He's always laughing with us. He's always having fun. He's having a good time. When it's time to get serious, it's time to get serious. And everybody knows when it's time to get serious. It's just we've never really seen him in the media laughing with you guys as much, having fun and singing Johnny Cash songs. And you know, you're in a good spot with him right now. Don't screw it up, okay?
No.
You're in a really good place.
Hey, man, famously, the 49ers, before they won the Super Bowl 16, played the Kenny Loggins song, This Is It, before they took the field, which is what you did in 81. I almost think you guys should play Johnny Cash, I Win Everywhere, man, right before you take the field. That would loosen everybody up.
We're going to leave the radio to the other guys, but we appreciate the song. But I think We'll be all right on this one.
Alex, here you go. So here's what your goofy friends Murph and Mac do to kind of just your little farewell gift. Pauly Mac's wrote a little song for the 12th man.
So I'm sick of the 12th man, Alex. I just decided to call him out. Here you go.
To the 12th man of Seattle, we'd like to say to thee, there's a can of whoop ass coming for ye. We love Seattle coffee and also Kurt Cobain, but you see, Hawks fans are lame. 5 Lombardi trophies. Take your Adderall, choke on Skittles, Carol is a clown, and a can of whoop ass coming for ye.
There you go, Alex. Straight from us to you.
I love it, guys. I absolutely love it, and I'm so ready to go on this Thursday morning.